Running out of time a little bit, so we're going to pick Yesoidus to talk about. So today we'll talk a little bit on the inyan of tefillah, of the kesher between tefillah and the neis with Megillas Esther. First, I'm going to ask you a question before we get to the psukim here in the Megillah. I'm going to ask you a question, and that is, we know that when Klal Yisrael are in the Tzorah, our job is to call out to Hashem, to daven. That's our job. In fact, there's a big machlokes rishonim on the chiyuv of tefillah. We know that the mokar of tefillah is the raisa, is a mitzvah the raisa of tefillah. That's agreed upon unanimously. There's no machlokes. La'ovdei b'cholavavchem zu tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. So tefillah is definitely a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah d'arais. So machlokes rishonim is, when are you mechuyev to daven? The Rambam is machadish that you chayev to daven every day. That's the Rambam's chiddush. Kol yom v'yom. Not three times a day, that's the Rabbonah. In fact, they have to daven three times a day is the Rabbonah. But the ikar din tefillah, according to the Rambam, is d'arais, and once a day is d'arais. Some of you may remember we went into why Dafka Shachar is d'arais, why is Ma'ariv d'arais. But once a day is the rice. The Ramban argues with the Rambam, and he also says, no chiyuv to daven every day mid the rice. There's a mitzvah, the rice of tefillah. Doesn't have a zman. And even the Ramban agrees that when it's an eish tzora, when it's a time of tzora on Klal Yisrael, avada, you have to daven. That is no shayla. So eish tzora is a time to daven. To fast, to daven, that's what Eish Tzora is all about. L'maisa, so every Tzora that Klal Yisrael had, we daven to Hashem. Not even a shayla. Whether we learn about it beferish in the Pesukim or not, it's poshut. Whether it was in the time of the Shoftim, whether it was Melchemes Sisra, whether it was later on in the Tkufis of the Churban, we always daven. That's our omnis, we daven. And we fasted. For some reason, only Purim has what we call a Tainus Esther. Purim has, as part of the Yom Tov, a day which is dedicated to fast. Pesach doesn't have a Tainus. We have a minig of Tainus B'chayrim, some B'chayrim fast. Most call Mekasim. Chanukah, there's no mitzvah to fast before Chanukah, even though, again, in all likelihood, Yidden were fasting then too, and davening, and like any tzora, fasting is not a chiddush. Davening and fasting is not a chiddush. So why is it that by Purim, the fast became part of the Yom Tov? Part of the Yom Tov is a time that says, it's akdoma to the Yom Tov. In fact, if there's a problem with Shabbos, we don't push off time that says, we always bring it sooner. Time that says is like the introduction to Purim, which you won't find any other such Yom Tov. You have days of fast that represent Churban and Tzoras, but no Yom Tov has attached to it a Tainus. Dafka Tainus Esther. Why? In the Megillah itself it says, Kasha kimu aleim divrei atzoimais v'zakosam. We accept it upon ourselves, not just to celebrate, we accept it upon ourselves to remember, to commemorate the crying out and the fasting of Christ. I don't know why. So Hashem Yid just recently gave me a sefer he wrote, gave out by a simcha he made. His name is Aaron Shloime Lauer. He's actually a mishpacha, a brother to our Mrs. White, who works for the yeshiva. So he wrote a sefer on Purim, on Megillas Esther. So he's oimed on a different question of Mordechai's name in the Megillah. The Megillah brings down Ushmoy Mordechai ben Yoyer ben Shimi ben Kish. Yeah, that's Mordechai's name. Ben Yoyer ben Shimi ben Kish. Now obviously, I don't know if you guys made the Cheshbon, but obviously the names here are missing because Mordechai was not old enough to be a grandson of Kish. Yoyer, Shimi, and Kish is missing a lot of people in the middle. Kish was the father of Shaul. Okay, so several doiras back. And from Binyamin, it's 40 doiras from Binyamin to Mordechai. Right? So the Gemara in Megillah actually asks, if you want to stop being Miyachas Mordechai, so go all the way back. Go all the way back. Elamai, you're not doing that. You're not going 40 doiras back. So why do you say Ben Yoyer, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, with missing some in the middle? So the Gemara in Megillah actually has this kashi. He quotes part of the Gemara. But the Gemara Lamaisa says that each name symbolizes Mordechai's tefillah. Lashon HaGemara is Ben Yoyer. Where does the word Yoyer come from? Sheheir Einayim Shal Yisrael B'tefillah. He enlightened us in tefillah. Ben Shimi. Ben Sheshama Keil Tefilotha. Hashem heard his tefillah. Ben Kish. Shehikish al Shari Rachamim V'Niftechulay. He knocked on the doors of Shemayim and they opened up the doors for him. That's the Gemara. Anyway, the Gemara, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, says the same thing about Mordechai. It says, where does the name Mordechai come from? Shehoiso tfilosei nichneses l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kimori dachi. Like the Ketores that went all the way into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Mordechai's tefillah went all the way in. So again, the stress from the whole idea here is Mordechai's koyach and tefillah. So again, what I'm telling you to begin with, which is that for some reason there's a connection between the tzoymus and the tefillah to Purim, we see Mordechai, who's a balanes, also, all we talk about is his koyach tefillah. Mordechai's koyach tefillah. Now I'm going to read you a scary medrash. Very scary medrash. You realize when you read this medrash of what danger we were in that generation. We were the medrash Tehillim says Am Nivra Tahalol Ka Klaiso like a Tchias HaMeisim. The Maral Miprak says that Purim is a Yom Tov of Tchias HaMeisim because we were closest to death on Purim. That was our closest time in our nation history. In our whole nation of history, we were closest to death and before Purim. Comes the Yalkut says, Rots Elio Zohu La'toiv Bibehola. Elio Novi ran. When he saw what was going on, Elio Novi ran El Sadiq Eyolam. He ran to the Ovis, to the Nevi'im. He said, you got to do something. Klai Yisrael are in danger. Omelem Shemayim V'oretz Boichim B'mar Nafshem. How are you quiet? Says the Medrash Omru Loi Mneima. So the Tzadikim said, why did the Jews reach the level that they were Chayiv Misa on Purim? Omru Lohem Neisha'ochlu V'shosu Mimishta Shalach Hashverish. So it sounds like they didn't know what to do. Klal Yisrael were at such a place where even the Tzadikim and Shemayim were out of solutions. Moshe Rabbeinu Baruch Shem got up. Moshe Rabbeinu, our Raya Mehemna, gets up and he says, "Klum yesh adam kosher bedo." Maybe there's a tzaddik in the generation that could do something. There's Mordechai, he can do something. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hoydioi sheyamoid, he should daven betfilu betachanunim." Hu misham v'anachnu mikan. You hear Moshe Rabbeinu tells Eliyahu HaNavi, you tell Mordechai he should daven. Let him daven over there, we'll daven over here, and between the two of us, Klai Yisrael will be saved. That's how the Medrash ends. Fine. That's the end of the Medrash. So what do you see? This is doubling down on what I told you. For some reason, Tefillah is what we're talking about here, davening. Now, even though, as I said, every time we're in a tzara, tefillah is the thing. For some reason, by Purim, tefillah takes over the whole process. Why? Why is tefillah more by Purim, by the Megillah, than any other time? So I want to go back to a yesod that we began to discuss last week, and then everything will be answered. whole thing from beginning to end, everything will be answered. We discussed the Indian of Amalek. We went through the different inyanim of where Amalek comes from. But one of the nekudas of Amalek is what we call mikra. Mikra means habit, habitual. Amalek tries to ingrain in us that things are natural. They happen as they happen. There's no ashgocha. Things happen. That's Amalek. That's what Amalek symbolizes. Amalek symbolizes the fact that there's a belief out there, a absolute false belief, that there's no ashgocha. Amalek denied Kriyas Yamsuf. Amalek denied historical facts when it had anything to do with Hashgach of the Rabbanu Shalom. That's Amalek. Oh. So in Klal Yisrael, that generation, when they went to the Suda of Achashverosh, what really was the problem that they went to the Suda of Achashverosh? So let's look at it this way. What was the big aveir of going to the Suda of Achashverosh? If you want to go through Yeridea, not a big deal. What did they do wrong already? They didn't eat any treif of meat. The Gemara says, "Lasis kitzoin ish veish." They were bartenders. There's a Jewish bartender there, Mordechai. Mordechai was the bartender. Reb Chaim Knievsky, in his Sefer Time in the Kroy, he says, "Why in the world would Mordechai agree to be a bartender? Mordechai was the one who told us not to go." He says he wanted to save Klaiso from Yayin Esach. Right, if a goy pours wine, it's a problem to drink the wine. He wanted to save us from that. This is Reb Chaim. So, the meal was pretty kosher. Maybe not chassidish shechita, but pretty good. The wine, hashsiyo chados, the wine was okay too. Okay, so what's the problem? The gramen? What was treif? Not so bad. What was so bad? Okay, so we know there's an issur to go to a party with Gentiles. There's issur the Rabbanon. There wasn't any big, terrible averus if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, what Klal Yisrael did. What's the big deal? So I want to tell you what the pshat is. One of the pshatim. That when Klal Yisrael did the chet, they went to the Suda of Achashverosh, it wasn't the chet. It was what the chet represented. Why did they go to the Suda of Achashverosh? Why did Klal Yisrael go to that party? Why did we go to that party? You know why we went to that party? We went to that party because we were afraid not to appease the king. Here's Achashverosh. He's a global king. Amoylech mehoidu v'ad kush. He's towering over the world. He's making a party for the people in Shushan. We're not going to go. The Jewish community is not going to be represented. We were afraid not to go. So we went to the party to appease Achashverosh because we were afraid. Rabbi, so our real chet was that we didn't totally surrender ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we would have had full bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would have said, listen, this is not a mahalach. We're not going to appease Achashverosh. That's not going to help us. We're not appeasing Achashverosh. That's not how we're going to win. The fact that we thought, you know what? We'll give up a little bit on the Shulchan Aruch. Nishkefer lech, it's not such a big problem anyway. It's a little thing. And why are we doing it? Because we want to appease Achashverosh. That was the problem. If Klal Yisrael would have been nichshel in some other chet, some drabona and some cholavakim a little bit. None of you, of course, would be nichshel in such a thing. That would be a whole different story. But Klal Yisrael now were trying to appease Achashverosh. The chet was a chet amada, was that we didn't put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashakor chabaderech. And therefore Amalek came. Haman was Zarei Shel Amalek. Because we put ourselves in Achashverosh's hands. We started looking at things, oh, it's natural, let's try to appease the king, then we'll do better. That was our idea. That was the chet. That was the nenem misudosei shalosei goshem. It wasn't the halacha part of it. It was the Mada. It was where our minds were. That was the problem. Now we understand. Comes, what's tefillah? What's really this, the yisoid of tefillah? It's a beautiful tshuva sarashba. Beautiful tshuva sarashba. The Rashba talks about in his tshuvas what kavana one has to have when they daven. Because when you daven, a lot of times it's hard to know what every word means, to know to mechaven. It's very hard. It's not so simple. Not a simple thing. So they ask the Rashba, what do you do with davening when you don't know what the words mean? What do you do? Is it kedai to daven? The guy doesn't know what he's davening. Doesn't know the words. Is it kedai for him to daven? They asked this to the Rashba. The Rashba gave a teretz, which the emes is Reb Chaim was mechaven to the yisoid of the Rashba. The Rashba says, what do you mean kavona betfila? He says, in a whole generation, how many people do you think know what davening is? What the words mean? He says, ulai echod bidor. You hear Rashba? He says, maybe one in a generation. He doesn't mean art scroll. Art scroll, a lot of people know. They have their hand art scroll, they know. He means the tiefkeit. To really understand the depth of tefillah, what the words really mean, maybe one in a generation. Says the Rashba, the Iker is, you should know that you're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. Tefillah is called amida, standing. It means you know you're in Hashem's hands. So the main point of tefillah is that we know we're in Hashem's hands. That's the point of tefillah. It's not asking for things, doing. The main aspect of tefillah is to come to the recognition and the understanding that you're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. Now we understand. That generation, the whole Avera was that they didn't know and they didn't internalize that they're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what did they have to do? Yesh lecha odom sheyochol yispalel. We needed somebody who really perfected this, who knows he's in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point. And I want to tell you what this is meduyik. The Medrash brings down in Esther Rabbah, it's also brought down in the Gemara Megillah, that Haman came to see Mordechai. When he came to see Mordechai, pick him up, Mordechai was busy teaching the kids Torah. So Haman asked the kids, what did Mordechai teach you today? So the kids respond, Mordechai taught us today the whole thing with the Omer. The Omer, the carbon Omer. So Haman then tells them, your Omer is going to come and knock me off the planet. What's the shachas? What's the carbon Omer? The carbon Omer is the carbon that we bring on the new wheat to be matter all the new grain. We bring the carbon Omer. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what's the point of carbon Omer? That we should realize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the grain grows in, all the new grain grows in. We don't eat it until we bring the carbon Omer to show everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haman said, once you realize that, I'm gone. My whole strength is Asher Korcha Baderech. My strength is when you don't see Hashem. If you see Hashem, I'm gone. That's Mechias HaMalek. That's why he said, your Omer is going to come, it's going to knock me off. Comes the Medrash and says, what's Mordechai? Mordechai is the one, Ben Shimi, Sheshama Keil Filosoi, Ben Yoir, that was Heir, Yisrael, Bet Filosoi, Ben Shimi, Sheshama Keil Filosoi, Ben Kishi, Kishal Shari Tfilah. Because that was Mordechai. Mordechai symbolized that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mela his tefillahs were able to be answered against Haman. And now we can also, Achron, now we can understand the idea of Tainus Esther. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Tainus. What's the reason for a fast day? What's the purpose of a fast day? Stam to suffer? Marit, stam to suffer. The Torah wants you to have anoy. Stam to suffer. No hot cocoa. What's the point of a fast day? Zok Tehelek HaRambam. That a fast day is to teach us that nothing in the world is mikra. Anything that happens out there is to do with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. That's the idea of a fast day. Memela, now we understand Purim, where the whole sakona was mikra, the fast now becomes part of the Yom Tov. Because the fast is the recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since Purim, that was the chet, so the tikkun of the chet was the recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is represented through the tainus. Memela, the tainus becomes part of the Yom Tov. That's why this is the only Yom Tov we have, where the hakdama to the Yom Tov is the tainus Esther.